Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Sharp Tank, no jumper, sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And today, got a young man in the building, been trying to get him up here for a minute. He finally done touched down in L.A. We got my man, Rico Trapp, in the building. What's going on?
Shit, I'm happy to be here, man.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, I really did find you online. Like, nobody put me on. You just had popped up. I was like, man, and I just start seeing you start recording these skits. You was rapping, you know what I'm saying? They sound funny, but you really rapping, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, damn, like, who doing this? Like, I just feel like you got a different style, a different feel to yourself.
Appreciate it.
Where you from?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, great. Shout out to Cleveland, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You're doing this one for Cleveland right here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, man. I got to put on for Cleveland.
You got to put on for them.
I think I might be the first person from Cleveland to come on Jumper.
You know what? I don't know. What's his name? From FBG.
Doughboy.
FBG Doughboy from up there.
Huh? From East Cleveland.
He from East Cleveland.
It's still.
Come on, man.
Hey, like, I'm the first Cleveland. Look, that's a whole different city, man. I'm the first person from Cleveland. Oh, no jumper, man.
He's going to see this. He'll be like, man, what was he saying?
It's still like, we still, like, you there. Somebody say you in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. But, like, they got a different mayor, different police, like. We ain't even, like, traffic cameras are illegal in our city, but they got them. Like, it's a whole different, they own thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He from around the way, though.
You gotta give him his love, though, man. Yeah. I fuck with him, man. No, boy, with that's him, that's my n***a. And you know what I fucked with him was, because his story was dope, how he got on. Mm-hmm. He just kept pressing the issue. He said, I just kept knocking on the door.
Hell yeah.
You know, so I respect that, man. What was your upbringing like out there in Cleveland?
It was rough.
To say East Cleveland. Okay, put me on my game then. That's why I was like, shit, it was like in Cleveland. I guess it's the real, what we consider is the
even
real.
Even like MGK, like, he ain't from Cleveland.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, he ain't from Cleveland.
No.
I swear to God.
Where's he from?
He from Shaker, Ohio.
Is that like outskirts of Cleveland? Like maybe like a 40-minute ride or some little 30-minute ride?
Yeah, something like that. It's like mansions over there, like.
Yeah.
Like, it looked decent. Like, I wish I was from that way. Like, yeah. But, like, my upbringing, though, it was rough because I grew up on St. Clair. So, like.
Okay.
That's probably the roughest area in Cleveland.
Ain't that where Bone Thugs and them
I
from?
I grew up in the same exact area, the same street, to be exact.
So, I was about to say, that's the same street.
Yeah, I grew up on 99th and St. Clair. So, like, that shit, it's like, it's almost like here, you know? Mm. But we not organized, we don't got nothing situated where it's like, it's a dangerous place and nobody move with each other. You know what I'm saying? So it's a free for all. So that creates a lot of chaos. Like, we don't got nobody to look up to. We ain't got no big homies. There's no money there. So it's like everybody out for everybody consistently.
Yeah. So there's no money there.
There's no money there. If it is, like, it don't get to us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe downtown is decent, but, like, there's no nice area in Cleveland that exists. So, like, that shit affected us. We all became a product of our environment.
Right.
But I was one of the ones that was able to break through out of this shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Remember you said to me, he was like, you don't smoke, you don't drink.
Yeah, I don't smoke weed. I don't drink alcohol. I may drink wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may drink wine.
Ain't nothing wrong with having a little bit of wine, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, what even made you want to get into music? When did you start? How old are you, by the way? My bad, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24?
Yeah.
When'd you start getting into music?
I got into music when I was about 16.
Okay.
I never wanted to do music, though. All my brothers, they went to the studio, and they like, because I always go in there like, no, I say it like this. And they be like, man, you get in here then. I'm like, man, I'll show y'all how to do it. So I got in there one day, and my first song, like, it was like, damn, like, they like, damn, you can do this, like. It was somebody in the room and shit like, man, keep going. I'll pay for the session. I'll pay for the next section. You can stay for 3 more hours and shit. I'm like, man, for real? So I go in and I just keep rapping. And, like, eventually, I just got back in the streets. I said, like, I ain't want to think about no music. I wanted some money right now. Like, music, I see my brothers rapping every day doing shows and shit, and the money wasn't coming in.
You say it wasn't money in the city. Is it safe to say it was money in the streets?
It was money
was
in the streets.
Was it some street. Money in the streets to grab? Yeah. Okay, because when you said that earlier, you was like, man, there wasn't no money there. I'm like, well, damn, how's niggas hustling, surviving? Like it got to go down everywhere. You
yeah,
know?
Even with the hustling, like, it ain't too much going on, like, even with the hustling. It ain't too many, like, it's probably like one Bentley in my city. Like, two people with a Lambo in the whole city. And they white people, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, that's what I mean, like, it's not too much going on. Everybody got a couple $100s or $10,000, it may feel like you hood rich, because that's how we was looking at it growing up. Nigga got $20,000, he rich.
Yeah.
But you go somewhere else, it's like...
The bottom world with $20,000, yeah. Made that nigga feel like yeah. That. I feel what you're saying.
So, what I was saying, where was that?
You was just saying, like, you felt like, you know what I'm saying, $20,000 was, you know, a lot, you know, coming up from where you come from. You was like, shit, there's people in y'all cities, only a couple people got Lambos, they white.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'm just now starting to see Rolexes. Since I've been traveling,
damn,
I never
church.
Seen nobody with a Rolex in my city. Not in person, probably like a rapper on Instagram or something, but like, I never seen a Rolex until I started rapping.
Cleveland's a nice sized city, right? It's crazy that, you know, your exposure to certain things have been limited.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially being 24, shit, I would feel like you've saw a lot of that by now. You know what I'm saying? Or just coming up, you know?
I'm just now starting to see nice shit. Because even when I didn't stay on St. Clair, I grew up in the projects as well. So, like, coming to L.A., this shit, like, coming to almost like a heaven or something. Like, I swear to God.
Like, that's wild.
Yeah. Even seeing y'all landscape, like, all I seen was factories and shit. Was sought in projects. That's about it. Like, it wasn't really too much going on. And even with, like, with the music, like, I ain't want nothing to do with it. Cause I ain't see, it didn't make sense to me. I'm like, y'all coming here rapping every day and y'all not getting paid. But they did it cause they loved it and they eventually felt like they was gonna take off. And they starting to get some momentum. But like me, I'm like, no, I'm about to trap. Like I'm about to go to the streets. Like I know I'm about to get paid, you know what I'm saying? But like.
You right. You know what I'm saying? You right, like just with that. And I have to agree with you cause it's like, not everybody getting on. Like rapping, I feel like, it's, I don't want to say like a nigga with money sport, but you got to have either money or a village behind you. You got to have either one.
Yep.
Getting on by you, just being somebody by yourself, that shit's, man, slim to none.
Hell yeah. So I took a logical look at the So I'm in the streets. As I'm in the streets, I'm like, this ain't for me. Like, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to get shot. I don't want to do none of this shit. So, just so happened, like, I always had, like, animals and shit, right? Yeah.
Kind of animals. See, when a nigga say that, like, that don't sound like the range of cats and dogs and shit like that. Niggas start saying got animals.
Yeah, I had raccoons and monkeys and shit. So, it was like, I never, everybody
raccoons
in my...
Raccoons and monkeys, pull the mic up to yourself.
Yeah, I got, like, even now I got a monkey. So, like, one day I was just sitting at home with my monkey. I always take videos and send them to my... and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I'm like,
oh, that's your bagger.
Yeah, like I just.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's your little, you know, play. They gotta have some kind of gimmick to move the bitch. Like, look,
come feed the baby raccoon or something. You know what I'm saying? So like,
come on, Donnie. He's like, he ain't answering.
That is legal too. You know, a lot of states are legal to have.
Yeah,
I got in trouble for it. Yeah, so one day I just end up posting the shit. I didn't, like, my little sister, she did TikToks, right?
Mm-hmm.
She like, bet y'all get more likes than you and shit like that, because I always had a lot of likes and followers on Instagram. I'm like, what the f*** is that? She's like, TikTok. But they all dancing on there. So I'm like, let me just post the, just random video of me with my monkey in my room. Shit got like 2 million likes. So I'm like, the first video I ever posted. So I'm like,
first video you ever posted.
On TikTok got 2 million likes. And this shit in like 3 days. And I didn't know. Like, I was doing other shit. I was tattooing, too. So I'm in the middle of a tattoo shit, and everybody calling my phone, like, you going viral. We never really used that word, so I didn't know what the fuck that meant. We used to say, you trending. So somebody like, I'm viral. I'm like, what the fuck that means? You know what I'm saying? Then I found out when I went on my TikTok. So after a while, I'm making TikToks. Feds come after me.
That's a very Google way of saying going viral and trending.
Yeah, I'm trending.
Google-ish way.
Hell yeah. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture come after me. The Ohio Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the illegal poaching, and the Department of Natural Resources, they all came after me. Kicked down my door, swatted me and everything. So they told me, like, you got to get rid of all these animals or you got to move.
Yeah, because you get some animals, like I went and did a video with, like, a bear one time, like, and it was out in Fraser Park out here.
Right.
And, like, oh, boy, he was, like, he was moving. A lot of his animals was gone. He had a couple lions left and had the only, like, Kodak bear left. He was like, we got to move, he says, because they're starting to, like, put houses out towards there because you can't have them type of exotic animals within city limits.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem. You can't have them in city limits. They got to have a certain amount of land, all the extra shit. So I feel like that's what they came and got your ass over. Man, like, you in the city limits,
you know,
with exotic animals,
nigga.
You know
what's so crazy? Like, it was a possibility to get the permit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't give me the chance. And, like, even when they came after me, right, you would think they came and kicked down my door. Because they came in with a SWAT, bro. You would think they came and took some animals, took me to jail, gave me tickets. No, bro. They just came in and took a look, bro. I was like, all right, your animals got to stay on quarantine. And they left. So after I got the letters said they could have delivered that shit by certified mail or just by hand. They didn't have to come in with a SWAT team. The permit was only $250. Because the monkey, he's a small monkey. I had the requirement space, the requirement cage, everything, just didn't have a permit. But I could have just got it. Why y'all didn't just give me a chance to get it?
Mm-mm.
So after I move, right, I move. I'm like, because I might just move to another state where it's allowed and I don't got to go through all this shit. They started to come after me federally to change the laws nationwide over the whole United States. So no matter wherever I went, they could come after me. The United States Department of Animal Defense League, United States Animal Defense League, they came after me. They had a meeting in Washington, D.C. with like about 400 people attending this meeting, just about me and like three other people. But they add more people to create diversity so they don't look like they just coming after you. So after that, I'm like, man, I'm done with this shit. Like, they coming after me federally. I don't want nothing to do with this shit. So, I'm like, I got to figure something out. So I'm just at home. I'm sad, bro. I don't know what to do with myself. Because, like, I just left my whole family. I moved 12 hours away from everybody. And I'm just...
So you moved out of Cleveland?
Yeah.
Where'd you move to?
I stayed close to... I can't really say, but I'm close to Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, in Tennessee. I'm in Tennessee, but I can't say what part.
All over your animals?
All over my animals. And I just bought my first home. That was my first home that they kicked down. I spent $20,000 building this cage. They kicked down the door the next day after I made a video. It was like, look, guys, I'm done. Because I was vlogging. Like, I finished, y'all. Y'all like the enclosure and shit like that? The next day, they came and kicked all that shit down. And the house market was fucking up around that time. So I sold my house cheaper than what I got it. And then I had to put so much money into making those cages. So I lost, I lost over $100,000 just in 1 month. Of them doing that to me.
You had a monkey and what else?
I had a monkey, a Kodamundi, a raccoon, and a lemur. A Kodamundi like an anteater.
So where the f*** did you get the monkey from?
Like, people always rescue sick animals. So they'd reach out to me and be like, could you take them on? And to this day, people still reach out to me.
How'd you even catch that gig? How'd that even come about?
It never was planned. Like, it was just a neighborhood thing. Like, a sick cat or something, I'd just pick it up. So people would know, like, oh, I got to get rid of this alligator. Like, you know, a lot of dope boys go to jail.
Yeah.
And be having exotic animals and
shit. Yeah, but it's some exotic shit.
Yeah, so they always call me. And then how the internet worked, people would just hit me because they heard about me. Or they go live and talk about their situation.
It's interesting, man.
Yeah, and I take on the sick animals. But I got a lot of heat behind that shit. Like, I rescued a squirrel.
It seems like it.
I rescued a squirrel that fell out of a tree. They tried to kick down my mama door the next day for the squirrel. Literally, it came for squirrel. And I tried to get my license multiple times. They know exactly who I am, so they like beat around the bush. Because I'm always going to court with them, so they try not to give me my license. And now they just ban me permanently forever, get my rehabilitation license or my exotic animal license in Ohio. So, like, it's big. Like, the governor don't like me. So, so while I'm in the process of going through all this emotion and shit, I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself, but I got a studio. So, like, I'm just in there depressed, bro. Like, I'm away from my whole family.
You got the just in animals. The, you got animals with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I got the animals, but, like, I'm just depressed, bro. I'm in the middle of the
my
country.
Nigga, like, I f*** with you, church.
I appreciate
but
you.
But get rid of them. Like, bro, I can't. Much love.
I can't.
I feel you. I mean.
If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here. And I know that.
Why you feel like that?
Because that's what got me out the streets. Everybody around me started dying and going to jail for a long time. Like, out of all my brothers, I'm the only one that didn't get shot. Because I've been gone for years. Like, I've been gone for 3 years down south. You know what I'm saying? The only one that ain't on bond or, you see what I'm saying, or on probation no more. I got in trouble when I was a kid. I'm a grown-ass man now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit kept me away, bro. And that shit gave me something to wake up for. To do every day, to get up and take care of these animals, and it just make me feel good to help them when they sick and in need. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
I've never seen, yeah, but you've took your hobby on, like, for a lifestyle. Like, it's really become a part of your lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? It's no longer a hobby, you know? For you to move away from your friends and your family, my nigga, that's deep.
Yeah, I feel like for I was here for this shit, man. I really do feel
like... I
mean,
who am I to sit here and say, if that's what you feel like your calling is, that's your calling. If you feel like helping animals or getting animals that are in need, you know what I'm saying, exotic ones, down to a snail, hey, my nigga.
It don't matter what it is.
Knock yourself out, church. Yeah.
So in that process, though, I'm like, I'm in there sad and shit, right? Because all that shit I just went through, the police fucking with me, I left my family. I'm alone. But I got a studio. But I was recording pop songs and shit before. My first song was a gospel song. Yeah. It got made it on the top 200 charts and Apple charts.
What's the name of that one?
Follow Me. Rico Trap, Follow Me. Top 200 charts in United States, Thailand, and Canada. And I didn't even know till it made the charts, till a year later. So even when the police raided my house, this is shit all on the news. They came in singing that song. Literally. So it was like a bittersweet moment. He like, if it means anything, I do love your song. And start singing my song word for word. So I was like, wait, happy? But I'm like, no, I just like, wait, scared. Because y'all really fucking watching me then. You know my music word for word. So I'm at home. I'm not in that spirit no more to be making gospel pop music. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like being happy and talking about being in the country and shit right now. So I started rapping. But I didn't think it was going to get nowhere, honest to God. I was rapping, and I was sending it to my brothers and shit like that. But it had my own little twist on it, because all my brothers, they are gangster rappers and shit like that. I'm steering away from that shit. So, like, I try to put more of my personality in that shit instead of, oh, yeah, I'm a thug, I'm a street nigga.
Yeah.
So I played around. So just goofing around, I end up just posting one of the videos. That shit was up for, like, 10 minutes. That shit like 100,000 views on TikTok. So I'm like, what the f***?
Well, you rapping just...
Yeah. I made a video and put my song in the background of it. Just me in the car acting like I'm crying. And it was like, on my way home from my sneaky link. And the song was like, sometimes I go to sleep and I cry, asking God why, while all the ugly bitches got the best pussy, and he still ain't decide. So, man, I'm seeing everybody using my song. I'm like, man, what the f***? Like, this shit big. Like, over 20,000 people made a video to my song. It's all on Worldstar. It's getting posted on all the meme pages and shit. So I'm like, damn, I really got something going here. So I come with another song. Then I come with that Harry Potter.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that story behind Harry Potter.
Man, so I'm on the phone and shit. I'm talking to a girl about a situation that I had before with a girl and shit. So I'm telling her how she ain't shaved her she shaved her. So to this day, I'm still confused. Like, I don't understand that shit. You know what I'm saying? I did not understand that. So I'm talking about it and shit. I'm like, damn, why you shave your pussy and not the ass? I'm like, why you bring that up? You an ass? I'm like, man, that sound like some heat. So I tell her, like, I'm going to call you right back. The first beat that pop up and shit, because I subscribe to beat makers and shit. Ooh. So automatically on my phone, the beat pop up. I click on it. The first beat I hear, I'm like, I'm on to something. I write the song in like 2 minutes. I call her back. I'm rapping it to her. She's like, yeah, that sound good. I sent it to my brothers. They're like, man, that shit cool and shit. Because they want to hear, yeah, I slide with the ops, with the Glock and the Drake. So yeah, they just like, it's all right, bro. So I'm like, man, fuck y'all niggas. I hung up. I posted on Instagram. Mm. That shit changed my life. So
Harry Potter was the real
change
and like, oh shit.
Uh-huh.
Song.
Like people was booking me, like literally booking me for shows and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all want me to come perform this? And before it was out, it was already getting played in clubs. Like DJs was getting the sound off Instagram, saving it to their laptop and playing it in clubs, and people FaceTime me like, they playing your song. I'm like, it's not even fucking out yet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, this about to be something. I drop it. I actually come out here. What made me want to take it serious is my trip out here. I'm out here and shit. I get hit up by Atlantic and shit. They never signed me or nothing, but they end up calling me to Universal Studios, some shit. Yeah, it's like all together.
Yeah.
So I went there and shit. I'm like, damn, we got to be on the list to get in the parking lot. It's all these dudes in suits and shit when you come in there and shit. I'm like, damn, this the real deal. Yeah. So I'm like, the fact that they ain't even interested in me showed me that I got something. I'm like, I only been rapping for like 3 months. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm like, 3 months and record labels want to meet me? I'm like, I want to take this shit serious. And that's what it been since then.
So have you signed with anybody yet? Or you?
Right now I got a two-single deal.
Okay.
Two-single deal. I just dropped a song called Hot Potato with them.
Yeah.
And now I'm about to drop this.
Hot Potato.
These bitches been around.
Hot Potato.
Yeah.
Yo, bitch been around. Yeah, that shit be
I'm about
slapping.
To drop that. I just dropped that.
Yeah.
And now the next song is called I Like.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called I Like. I just posted it on Instagram. That shit got, I posted 9 seconds of it. That shit got 360,000 likes just on 9 seconds of the song.
So is that the other single? You said you got a two single deal.
Yeah. It's my second single.
So this is about to be your second one that you're about to get ready to drop.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, y'all renegotiate.
Yeah.
What are you hoping for? Like, what's the outcome you hoping for? I don't even know who you assigned with. I don't know if you want to talk about who you got a two single.
I'm working with this company called 3Gs.
Okay.
Yeah, they I believe they're based in Atlanta.
Okay.
That's right.
Atlanta got it, man. Listen, man. When it comes to that and them taking care of their business and pushing you around, I give Atlanta all this respect. Shit, I feel like because they really care about their artists, man.
Yeah.
Like they really care about the artist's well being and you know what position to push and what direction to push him in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I fuck with that, man, for real.
But moving forward, though, I would prefer to keep moving forward with them. And because it's really, let's see what we about to do with this next song. Because then everything will make sense. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to speak too soon because we only did one song so far. But this I Like, I feel like it's gonna be my biggest song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be the biggest song.
Do you wanna what was the process for that? Like I'm saying, I like what was the mindset?
The mindset
that song together, yeah. Like what even made you even wanna make that song I Like?
What made me wanna make that song?
Can't just be making just shit just because all just listen. I mean, it's cool to make some out of thin air shit, but I feel like, you know, some of your music is really you. Like, it's inspired by your mind and how you see things, your perception. Uh-huh. So, you know.
Everybody, I made a lot of diss songs by my baby mama, right?
Yeah.
But I don't.
They were classics, bro. Classics.
Yeah, but I don't got no baby mama. Yeah. I ain't got no kids. So everybody like, you keep criticizing women. And I'm like, this woman don't even exist. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's stories about shit that I actually went through with women, but it's a baby mama diss that I don't have. So with this song, people talking about, I'm like, everybody like, talk about other stuff. Talk about other stuff. Why you got to diss women? And why you got to do this and shit? I'm like, talk about what you got going on and shit. I'm like, I'm not rich and shit. I can't rap about being in a Lambo or being in no fucking Ferrari or none of that shit. I don't have that shit.
Well, they looking at it probably like, you know, you ain't got no baby mama. Why are you talking about it? But shit, that shit be good as hell, bro.
Hell yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you, my nigga.
Hell yeah.
That shit be good as hell.
Somebody told me, like, rap about what you want then. So I'm like, oh, shit, that clicked in my head. It's a lot of shit I want, but I don't want to tell everybody everything because they'll block my blessings before I even get them. I don't tell nobody what I got going on until it's permanent.
Yeah.
But I know I like hoochie sluts and nasty bitches, so I'm like,
yeah.
Who don't like hoochie sluts and nasty bitches?
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's the route. And I even had made some t-shirts that say, I like hoochie sluts and nasty bitches. But I had to break it down to everybody. Everybody is a slut. Your grandma was a, no offense, your grandma was a slut, right? She was raw dogging. Your granddad, your mama, my mama, his mama, everybody mama was a slut. So like saying I heart sluts, that's like saying you like your, you love your mama, you love your grandma, you love, yeah, man, this shit universal. A preacher is a freak, a doctor is a freak, everybody.
They always say if you want your, you know, a real freaky bitch, man, go to church.
Hell yeah.
You gonna find you one over there, man, straight up.
I was getting people criticizing me like, ew, so you just like sluts, and no, it's a slut in every fucking female. Every female got some slut in her. You just got to get it out. You know what I'm saying?
You just got to find it. And, like, back to even your music, you know, for people to maybe criticize it a little bit. Like, hey, man, there's a lane for everybody.
Right.
There's going to be people that's going to like that type of music getting put out. I mean, come on, let's face the fact that, hey, man, look at Sexy Red.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's all it is just pure ratchetness.
Hell, yeah.
But it sells.
Hell, yeah.
There's a, you know what I'm saying? There's a, I don't know, man. I just... I respect it. I see what you're doing. Like, and I know it, this shit's going to really push for you. And hopefully it pushes past that two single deal for you and you get that shit rocking.
Hell yeah.
I got to ask you, how do you come up with, like, your viral content? Like, even having to try to hop in that algorithm, because a song could be hard, but it don't get no play.
Right. What I know is the human attention span is 8 seconds, right?
Yeah,
majority of human attention span.
Yeah.
So, you got to keep people feeding for more.
Right.
I got ADHD. I always talk about this. I got ADHD. So if you tell a joke to me and if I already can guess what you about to say, it's not going to be funny to me. See what I'm saying? Like, even a girl, she know what type of nigga you is, your game ain't going to work. You see what I'm saying? She already going to see that shit coming.
Yeah.
So I market my shit so fucking random. Like, it's just so bizarre. That you'd be like, all right. Then be like, hold on, what the fuck he just say? You know what I'm saying? You gotta go play it back. You see what I'm saying? So now I got you. That's two plays I got out of you, right?
Yeah.
And that even tricked the algorithm. Cause everything I do is unexpected. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I never go out my way. I just be myself and just let my mind do all the fucking work, honestly.
What's like your futures and like what's your plans and goals? Like, you know what I'm saying, what's your goals like out of all this? Like, what you're doing? Because your skits are funny. I know a lot of people have seen your skits. Shit, you've took your music and have mixed the skits. What even gave you that idea? Like, fuck it, I'm gonna make this shit funny, but I'm gonna be rapping at the same time too. Because it sounded like you was rapping way before hell you was doing gospel music. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying hell and gospel at the same time. My bad.
It's cool.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you was making, you know, gospel music and stuff like that. So, what made you want to cross the two?
Because I used to do, the skits used to be called story times and shit. So, I tell these same stories.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't tell these stories before they were songs. So, people would be interested in my stories and people would be so invested. Like, they would bug me. Like, where's part three? Where's part three? So, you know how sometimes you tell a story, you just got some music playing in the background?
Yeah.
And it just fit the mood.
It fits the mood.
Yeah, so yeah, I had shit playing in the background on live and shit. I'm like, damn, this shit sound like music. So when I was doing a pop, I did a Baby Mama diss with the pop songs, right?
Yeah.
I never dropped it. I just advertised it everywhere and shit.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, put this on a rap beat. So I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. Because I think a rap artist thought of gangster shit. I'm like, I ain't even want to give off that image. I'm rescuing monkeys and squirrels and shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be the gangster.
Bizarre to me, bro. I'm like, bruh.
So,
rescuing exotic animals and
hell
shit.
Hell yeah. Somebody suggested that I did it. I did it just playing around, and it sounded good. But that didn't mean I'm like, I'm about to push this type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I noticed I post, like, when I post my song, Follow Me, everybody just ignoring this shit. If they see my black ass, they just ignore it, they laugh at me and shit. Like, go rap. What the fuck is this? Like, ew, this is corny and all this shit. So I put, like, videos of other people.
Still made it on the charts, though.
Hell yeah.
In other countries.
Exactly.
Come on, bro.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, all right, for sure.
Hell yeah. I pushed that song for 2 years.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah.
So I noticed, like, when I put other people in front of my shit, doing shit, my views would go way up. Like, I get more engagements and shit. So I'm like, let me act like I'm not even an artist. Like, I'm just doing what I already do. I already make skits with other people's music and shit. Let me just act like it's somebody else's song. So I tricked their ass. I was marketing it to them, but they didn't know.
You're really giving up some game right now.
Yeah.
Like, if they listening. You really is.
I didn't say like, oh, just go listen to my song or nigga.
Because that's easy.
Yeah. And you tell somebody to do something like, go do this. No, nigga, who the fuck you talking to? You see what I'm saying? Like, people just automatically like rebel to orders. You see what I'm saying? So I just make them want to go listen to it they damn self. Like, whatever you want a girl to do for you, make her think it's her idea. Yeah. You win. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same with this music shit.
To where they start asking you for part two and three.
Exactly.
Now they bugging you.
Exactly.
I got another question for you, man, and I feel like we get a little, you know, deeper here because you broke down, like, even the making of content and, like, how you do it. And I think that shit was pretty dope how you came in. Like he said, I tricked him, my nigga. Hell, I'm going to keep it real with you.
To this day.
Like, do you genuinely like making content or did it just fall in your lap? Like, do you even like this? You know what I'm saying? Like, doing what you do? You know what I'm saying? Mixing the skits and your music, or do you want to lean more towards one direction?
It just fell in my lap. None of this shit was my plan. Mind you, I ain't know what TikTok was when I started. Like, I literally just thought people dance on it and shit. And even, like, the music, like, this shit really just fell on my lap. Like, a lot of people got dreams to be rappers when they're young and shit. This was never my dream. But, like, once I start doing it, I realized how good I was at it. And then, like, a lot of labels have told me, like, all you do is just say funny shit. That's why you're going viral. Like, you just funny and people like that. I'm like, nah, I'm listening.
You think that's what Universal maybe had thought about you and that's why they didn't offer you?
He told me, let me tell you, he told me, you can't market talking about booty holes and shit on the radio or going industry. He said, you can't do this, right? I can't talk about why she shade the coochie and not the booty. He like, you can't do this.
But in today's world, is that honestly true?
So about 3 months later and shit, some of the same people that was telling me this on labels, all trying to work with Sexy Red and shit. I see her in her comments and shit. This one, she on the verge of coming up. So I'm like, y'all just told me I couldn't. Now y'all dick eating her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same shit. Why you shave your pussy, not the asshole? Then she came with my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. It's the same shit. And y'all told me I couldn't do it. But I ain't had sex appeal like these girls can. They easy to get sold in the industry. You see what I'm saying? Easy to get them tickets. Niggas just want to see her titties. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she hard. Don't get me wrong. But, like, they just, like, they weren't taking me serious with my topic. But it was just, like, I what I said was, I'm like, fuck y'all old niggas. That's what I told him.
Yeah.
Because he, like, this shit ain't going to get you nowhere. It's just a gimmick. They try to tell me, like, they try to belittle me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Labels are trying to belittle me. Like, this, it's just going to be a trend.
Try to defame you before you even got the crown.
Yeah, but we'll distribute your music with no advance and with a terrible split. Or we just give you, just try to, like, literally break my spirit to try to get me to sign some bullshit. Like, I'm just a comedian. You know what I'm saying? But then he say, anybody can do what you do. That's what somebody told me and she had a label. So I'm like, man, hell no. I go listen to these, a lot of rappers nowadays and on the radio. These niggas ain't got no bars, bro. They ain't got no metaphors. They ain't got no punchline. They ain't got no cadence.
My fault. No, you good.
They ain't got no cadence. They just yapping and drunk and high and just saying whatever the fuck coming to their mind at rhyme. And
I ain't gonna lie, man. Junkie music's at all time high.
Yeah.
Junkie music, where is that?
That's exactly what
I
swear to God.
Full blown admitting they junkies.
Yeah.
Boy, shit, moving units, streams.
And like, a lot of people don't want to hear all that. I ain't gonna fake it. A lot of people don't want to think. So when they hear lyrical shit and bars and shit, it go right over their head. Or they just don't pay attention or don't want to hear it. They just want to turn up and just. So what I did was I made funny, turn up, and metaphors, bars, punchlines, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Mm. Like, you would have to hear my songs 3 times to even get certain shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I make sure it's like that for a reason. It made me stand out. Because a lot of niggas ain't rapping.
There was something that you did that was pretty dope. I don't know if you did it to be funny or if you was actually being for real, but you had did something like where you was like, I'm doing like a little class. Like, I could show you how to rap. I think you had did that. You was like, here, I could teach you how to rap, how to grab a beat. And like, you had did like a whole little breakdown of it and how to put the bars in place and things like that. I thought that was pretty dope. If not, you was probably true. You could have been trolling. You know what I'm saying?
I was dead serious.
Yeah, remember you was like, yeah, I can help y'all rap. Like, anybody, you was pretty much saying anybody could do this if you just pick up on it in the right format.
Hell yeah.
You know, don't have to take the drugs or nothing like
Hell
that.
Hell no, you don't. I know a lot of people that take drugs just to go rap.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get in that zone, bro. I don't got to, bro. I just, like, you see when I came here, I looked at everything.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I'm looking at shit. I'm picking up words and shit, and I'm later going to use them. Even some of the shit we going to use when we're saying this conversation.
Yeah.
I'm about to rap about being on No Jumper. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I'm using everything in my advantage to make these songs.
Yeah. I want to ask you another question. What's your thoughts on drill music, and what's your relationship to it? Like, do you, you know what I'm saying, do you lean more into that genre, or do you feel like you're in your own lane? And what's your thoughts about that, like drill music, like today? What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't want to criticize it too much, but I feel like it's fucking us up as a people. Because, I mean, just because these rappers making these songs, they not your kid's father and daddy or no shit like that. So it's your choice if you let your kids listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I see a lot of people blaming the artists. Like, we need to do better, we need to do this. Control your own kid. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But I feel like, I don't know, this is a crazy topic.
That's why I asked it.
Yeah.
I thought about it for you too.
I mean, I don't want to tell them.
I thought about it long for you. I said, pause. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I want to know, like, what's your relationship? Because I asked all y'all that come here, like, all the rappers, I want to know, like, is this something, like, that's about to get ready to take over, or is it just, you know, a certain, you know, area of music that, you know, people may lean towards?
They leaning more towards, like,
because drill rap is gassing.
Yeah.
Everybody wants it. They listening to it. Them niggas getting shows.
I feel like they leaning more into that Afro beat type shit now. And towards the females. Because, like, the females, they rap all this gang shit, but nobody take them serious. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When a nigga say some shit, like, everybody looking into it. They going to watch all the documentaries to see who he actually talking about. Niggas actually dying behind this shit.
Yeah.
But, like, the females and even the type of rap I do, I feel like it's on the verge of coming up. Look what Sexy Red did, talking about her booty hole.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Timeless.
Yeah.
I'll say this, right? I don't think she'd have to make another song, another hit, right? I believe that song gonna feed her for the rest of her life.
Hell yeah. Because
that shit's gonna make it in movies. That shit's gonna be on commercials eventually. Trust me. Oh, it's gonna make it to all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
She pushed that bitch correctly.
And nigga, her team pushed that bitch correctly.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whoever the fuck was standing behind her, bro, did they fucking thing.
And then she came back consistently dropping while she had that buzz. A lot of people can't make two viral songs.
Yeah.
Or they just get one and be just done. But just that song, though, she taking care of for the rest of her life.
It sound like you be putting singles out. You be having singles, you know what I'm saying, trying to put out a hit. Is there any albums or anything that you working on? Have you ever put out any albums?
Nah, I don't really put out albums.
Yeah.
Or not yet. I don't listen to albums.
Right.
Like, my attention span, like, I got to mix it all up. If I do, I'm going to listen to 5 albums mixed up till I get through all y'all songs. But I can't sit there and just listen to somebody's whole album. And
I guess it's harder to get a Samantha album. Who do you know right now has got an album that's banging from start to finish? You no skips.
NBA YoungBoy.
Yeah.
NBA YoungBoy. Not the last 2 albums though, but previous before that, every album was a no skip. NBA YoungBoy.
Yeah.
But every other album before the last 2, there was no skips. Oh, and Young Thug. Yeah, Young Thug.
You think he did no skips on his last one?
Nah, it was skips on there. I love Thug to death. I ain't like that shit. I ain't even gonna hold you. I ain't really like nobody albums lately, to be honest. I'm still listening to albums from 2020 and 2019 and shit.
Yeah.
The music took a shift. Cause it's all like a lot of shit, TikTok music. I know I'm the last person to be talking about some TikTok music, but like, it seems like everybody's switching it up for the better. But it's like everybody trying to, I don't know, they catching waves.
Right.
And I don't like where the waves going. It's like they saying less now.
Yeah.
It's like they say to make a hit song, it's 40 or less words. You know what I'm saying? They're not really talking about shit no more, how they used to. When all these rappers was on the come up, they put their heart into it.
Let's be honest, right? And I feel like you can help me lead into this one. Like, I feel like it's the girls that got it right now, bro.
Hell yeah.
It's the chicks that got it. They the ones getting the bag.
Yep.
Sexy Red, Ice Spice, they all up at the top right now. Glorilla, they all getting it. I call her a little bell pepper.
Yeah.
little nose, little bell pepper.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with her though. You know, like too. They're all getting it. They're all on now. Them are chicks I see getting shows, play. People paying them just to do walkthroughs. And I ain't saying niggas ain't doing it, but I ain't really been seeing it like that lately. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing it more leaning towards the rap and hip hop industry. It seems like it's starting to more, man, the girls taking over.
Cause they turning up. They actually taking the fuck over. They making fun music. Ain't no, it ain't too sad. It ain't too gangster. It ain't too none of that. They have making fun music. Like, remember the Soul Train and all that shit? That was fun music. You see how I just move people?
Yeah.
We can't really move to all this gangster ass, like this gangster shit.
No, you got niggas watching when that shit come on now. Niggas learning.
Yeah. Yeah. A nigga, like, man, a lot of niggas, we know half of them songs too that the girls be singing. We may not be out of public singing them, but we may catch ourselves ski every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure, for sure.
Him, Donnie and his, he was telling me earlier, he was like, yeah, man, me and my kids was riding, me and my kids and my wife, he was like, and that part came on, he said, I thought I was going to be the only one doing it. He said, my kids did it with me, my wife looking at me crazy as hell. I'm like, that's when you know, when it made it into white families, households, man, you know that shit's iconic, that, bro.
That's
they're
a
big-ass singing it.
Impact.
And that's impact.
Yeah.
That's fucking impact.
Hell yeah. They ain't going to never forget about Sexy Red.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No, sure, her name will always ring some motherfucking bells somewhere, some way, somehow, bro, for real. Got another one for you. What's, where does, like, your inspiration come from? Like, you know what I'm saying? Who inspires you? Who inspires you, like, to do music? I feel like that was a great one for you, because I'm like, you gotta be rolling solo. You do your thing. I don't see you really, like, hanging with nobody. You know what I'm saying? You got your own buzz. You know, but who inspires you? I'm sure everybody got a little bit of inspiration from somebody.
Lil Wayne inspired me a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, even, like, everybody always talk about, like, we can't really speak on, like, the older music because I'm so young. But they music forever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just now getting familiar with the Hot Boys and shit. I know I'm late as hell.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting into Juvenile and all these people. Juvenile, my favorite hot boy.
Yeah.
But Wayne, my favorite rapper. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Wayne.
You like Juvie, you know what I'm saying? Because he was really on some gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? Wayne more for the, you know what I'm saying? He was just the face. He was like the Michael of all them.
And like,
you know?
he is saying shit like, I say, what'd he say? Say I'm in a room with a bitch and the hoe I won't fuck like a man, I'ma beat my meat and get my fucking nut for sure. I'm like, this nigga talking that shit. So him, Bob Marley, and who else? I liked it growing up. Bone Thugs. They inspired me. They gave me like, I used to they came with that West Coast vibe to Cleveland.
Yeah.
So that was something different. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, that shit stuck with me when I was a kid. Now that I'm older, I still like y'all music.
Right.
And so Bob Marley inspired me a lot.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne, Juvenile, Bone Thugs, NBA Youngboy. Even though we the same age, he inspired me a lot.
Anybody personally in your life?
That inspired me personally?
Yeah, like that inspired you personally, like that you know, like you, you talk to, you a rapper, have a relationship with.
A rapper, my cousin, his name is Sosa Trap. He from Cleveland. He down for a murder right now, but he coming home soon. He inspired me a lot.
Sosa Trap?
Yeah.
Get him out, man. Get him outside. For How long you been down?
5 years. Yeah, 5 years.
A couple left to go?
One more. So he had a decent buzz. He was getting, 200,000 views back in 2014? That was a lot.
That was a lot for them.
Yeah, that was a fucking lot. So like,
that had no label, no nothing.
No label,
you.
No nothing.
Just no, had no push.
Nothing, bro. We in the hood, just making videos, bro. Getting 200,000 and 300,000 and shit. That was big. So like, he really inspired me. And even with my name, his name Sosa Trap.
Yeah.
I'm Rico Trap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, like, I got, me and him talk every other day. You know what I'm saying? He's sending me something.
I be thinking, like, you know, rappers, I like that. You know, I like that they had a heavy influence on you, but it had to be somebody in your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Was he rapping first?
Hell yeah.
He was rapping before you?
Since I can remember, he was rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You feel like that's what inspired you to kind of get behind the pen and pad?
He inspired me to get behind the pen and pad and to actually, like, because I'd be mocking him and shit.
Yeah.
When he not looking or something, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm watching how he got his earring. I'm going to put my shit like that. He had a dye in his hair and shit. I did my shit just like his. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he made me want to be a rapper. But like with Wayne and them, they inspired me on how I rap. You know what I mean?
Right.
They inspired me on how I rap, how I put my music together. And he inspired me to want to be a rapper as a whole. Yeah.
Anybody you want to work with? Anybody you trying to work with or collab with?
Blueface. Okay. I've been trying to work with Blueface for like 2 years. I can't get in contact with him.
Yeah.
Blueface and who else I want to work with? I want to work with Blueface, Lil Wayne.
I think, man, for the Blueface shit, that could happen in the future. You just got to keep pushing. Yeah. And I feel like you got a cool buzz, bro. Like, your shit's moving. I've been following your work now for a little while, so I don't see the problem with that.
Right.
But Lil Wayne, who else?
Lil Wayne. I still want to work with Juvenile, too.
Yeah.
And who else? I don't know, bro. I really just be to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even.
Rico, you got to network, man. You know, that's why you coming and doing interviews. That's why you coming down to LA, you know, and you networking with different people. You got to get in the mix, bro. That's the only way it's going to happen. Or unless somebody links you up with them, like your manager or somebody like that. The only way it's going to really happen, you got to get out here to these parties. You got to be willing, and I say it all the time, bro, to even my people, to get some bread or to get to where the fuck you want to go to, you have to be willing to go places other people ain't willing to go, bro.
Right.
Because everybody can sit back and say what you just said, oh, I just stayed to myself. That ain't going
to
get you nowhere but by yourself.
I'm trying to get out of that shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? You got to break out that shell because your music is good, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like the music shit been difficult for me because, like, I've been isolated, bro, for 2 years in the house with cats and monkeys. Like, I haven't been out. So, like, I went from not...
You got to break away from that,
I know.
Man.
Look.
Like, I love you to death, my nigga, but I feel like this is like a source of, like, intervention. Like, you hoarding animals, nigga.
Man, like, that's my whole life. Like, it revolves around it. So, like...
Right, right.
Now I've been around people again. It's just like, I was skittish at first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was real skittish because I literally have not been around humans, like, at all for 2 years. So, that shit, like, now it took a lot for me to come here. Hey, man, look, all this shit easy to me, and I'm a rapper. I know what I'm doing. Man, I was at that door pacing, like, I'm nervous. Like, I told her, like, this the biggest interview I ever did.
Yeah.
So I was nervous as fuck.
I mean, you get thousands upon thousands, even millions of views, bro. People are watching you all the time. This ain't no different. It's only a couple of us in the room, and they going to watch it, too.
It's just this real big to come on here.
Yeah.
Like, this shit real. I'm happy as fuck to be here. I ain't even gonna hold you. I ain't gonna be like, it's cool to be
man,
here.
Man, that's why I wanted you to come, man. When you hit me up, you was like, man, Sharp, I wanna come. Hey, man, cool. Let's sit down. Let's chop it up.
Yeah.
I wanna ask you also, man, is this, like, from what you do off the TikTok shit like that, is that your source of income? Because I know feeding them, is that your only source of income? Because I know feeding them animals is expensive.
I'm a tattoo artist still.
Okay.
I don't publicly just do tattoos, but I got clients that I still work with.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you weren't around humans, how'd you survive for them 2 years?
Dude, living off money that I made when I was 18 and 19. Like, I was smart when I was young. That's how I was buying houses. I bought my first house at 21.
Yeah.
I'm on my second house at 21. I'm 24 now. I'm on my second house. And now I'm on my third. I'm working towards my third. Right now I'm in the process of that. So, like, I'm smart with my money. Even, like my outfit right now. You remember you said it was nice?
Yeah, it's nice.
This was $13. And the pants was $13. I got this shit from City Trans.
Yeah.
Like, I'm real smart with my money and finances. And my biggest cost is the animals. It's my biggest cost.
I'll tell you this, right, Gary? I'm sure, like, a lot of people, and I hope so, a lot of designers and people out there, man, that's moving, send you some boxes of clothes and shit that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because especially you being in the light, nigga, you having the following that you do, nigga, it ain't nothing. All you got to do is put out, hey, man, you want to see me wearing your clothes? niggas gonna send you some shit.
I had some offers on the way here.
You don't even know, bro. And especially here in LA, my nigga, like, niggas will get your sauce right. Like,
yeah, send me some shit.
You ain't even gotta worry about it. I'll get you a care package together, my nigga, and I'll send you up some shit. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't even gotta do that. Like, that shit cool. You know what I mean? But you being in the light, you can, bro, people will wanna give you shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just got to stay moving and just show, like, because people going to want to see you going viral in their shit.
Hell yeah. And I'm going viral, like, twice, three times a month. Like, this shit consistent.
That's what I'm saying. Hell so, you know, people are seeing that. So, you know, after your booking, like, let them know, like, hey, man, send some clothes. Here go the sizes, you know?
Hell yeah.
Get me right.
For sure, for sure. And even, like, with my music, I record and mix all my shit.
Yeah.
I record, I mix. A lot of producers that I work with, we be trading shit. Like, I give you a feature, you give me two beats. So instead of, because some producers be like, all right, I give you this beat, but I want 50% of the song. I don't like that shit. I ain't even gonna hold you. Because it's a lot of shit that I have to do. Now, 50% of like what's that shit? Like the BMI and all that shit?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, but 50% of the distribution? Hell no, because I got paid. For the space to shoot the video, I gotta market this bitch. I gotta do all this shit. And you just make the beat. I ain't like that. So I just like doing better deals with them. And now if I do make a decent amount of money, I just throw them something. But yeah.
So you don't have a team or nothing. You pretty much solo. You've had a two single deal with a group.
I just started with them probably about 2 months ago.
Okay.
But I still do everything the same, like far as making the beats. I mean, not making the beats, recording process.
Yeah.
A lot of people prefer me to get in the studio and get this professional sound, but I like the house sound. I don't like the studio. Like, I like being alone in the booth. Or if I do a feature, you would, like, I'd be in your kitchen or some shit. Or you pull up, you be in my kitchen.
Yeah.
I like that home feel. I'm not really big on studios. And if it is a studio, bring the mic out, put it on the table, and I sit next to the engineer. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be in that closed, that fucker. I don't want to be in that room, you know?
It's just like, why not? You've been closing yourself in for the last 2 years. Why not?
It's like,
you go into a box for a few minutes.
I don't know. If you go to Detroit,
shit, it ain't going to hurt your church. I mean, shit.
Hey, even if you go to Detroit, you will notice like a lot of us up here record like this.
Yeah.
Like, we take the mic out, put it on the table, and we sit outside. Me, I don't like being locked in that room. I've been in jail. You know what I'm saying?
I have too. I mean, but it ain't locking you in though, bro. That's a mindset.
I don't like that shit.
It's a mindset.
I don't like people grabbing me like this.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't like that shit.
No, I don't like that shit either. I don't give a fuck if I wasn't going to jail or not, nigga, if I ain't never been. I don't want a nigga to ever touch me like that. But, you know, like, that's just a mindset though, bro. Like, come outside.
You're
doing all this shit from the house. You see, obviously, you getting motion, you getting action, my nigga. Now it's time to take the next step.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, come outside, bro. Like, come see what your worth really is. Like, man, really give, you know, yourself a fair shot to, you know what I'm saying, increase your value.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just be sitting in the house with no damn animals all the time.
No, I've been out. Like, I ain't been around no animals in 4 months.
Yeah.
I got somebody else to take care of. These last 4 months, I've been working. Like, I got somewhere for them to go right now while I'm working.
Yeah. So,
like, I haven't been around them in almost 5 months now. I've been, I've been here. You know what I'm saying? I've been to Detroit, Arizona. I was supposed to go to Arizona. So I've been moving around a lot. I had to put them aside and handle my business because I got to take care of them. You know what I'm saying? Can't just be under them all day. How the fuck I'm going to pay for shit?
Yeah, how you going to pay for anything? Yeah, that's why I was like, damn, nigga, 2 years. You was like, well, I saved up some money.
Hell
well,
yeah.
Well, you spent that shit. It's time
now
to get
it's time
back.
To work.
Yeah, it's time to really work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and then you saying that you had left your family, nigga, for that long. Like, for some. Like, I love animals, too, bro. Don't get it fucked up. Like, I love even my dogs, shit like that. Like, I love them. Like, love taking care of them. But, like, if it's going to fuck with my well-being or switch up something that, you know, like a family situation where, like, I'm not seeing my family. That's not healthy, bro.
Right.
That's not healthy for you. You know what I'm saying? That's not okay for you. You know what I'm saying? You need family. You need to talk to some people. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if it's just a man, your mama or somebody coming and just spending time with you, whatever. You need that, bro. Like, sitting by yourself, you're going to go crazy. Luckily, you had found a way, hey, I'm going to make some music, try to keep myself busy, just start dropping some shit. And it worked out for you. But, nigga, for how long? Get the hell up away, man. Get back into to the world, bro. You ain't got to fuck with niggas. Hey, if that's your, like, worry and being like, well, I just don't trust niggas, Sharp. I don't really want to fuck with nobody like that out here. Man, that's cool. You don't have to.
All right.
But, man, get back where you hear a motherfucking car crash up the street, man. You got to get back
I'm
into
getting out
it,
here, man.
Can't do this.
Yeah, I'm getting out here.
Yeah. You
know, I've been doing a lot of shows, even showcases. I'm humble enough to still go.
It's like, one of your favorite shows you've done so far.
Something Dope for the People out here.
Out here?
Yep.
You got one tonight, don't you?
Uh-huh, another one tonight.
Let us know about that one real quick and where we can find it.
It's going to be on tonight. Something Dope for the People is going to be.
I see Reverie was on the bill. Shout out to her. Who else on the bill?
Hold up. I don't know how to read them names.
What is this? The Far Side, Talib, Evidence, Reverie. I know her.
What's
Casey
that first
Veggies.
Name?
Know him.
What's that first name?
The Far Side.
That's that say?
I believe so. Yeah, with a P.
Yeah, I can't read that shit.
Yeah, it look like it's going to be going up.
Hell yeah.
Where's this at?
Vermont Ave, I believe, in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Hell yeah, I don't know the venue, though.
Might have to slide up there.
For sure. Pop off.
For real, come pop out, man. If y'all out tonight, man, shit. What's it called? What's the, Vic, what's the?
The West Coast Fest.
The West Coast Fest, man.
West Coast
shit,
Fest.
Y'all outside, man. Shit, I know y'all ain't going to see this, but hey, I'll be sliding.
I don't mind
cutting my evening short to be there. You dig what I'm saying?
Sure.
Is there anything that you want your fans to know before we get out of here? Anything you've been wanting to tell them to be on the lookout for? Any inspiring words you want to leave behind?
Be on the lookout for Rico Trap I Like. It should be dropping November 30th. I don't know which mics, so I'm going to talk to all of them. November 30th, look out for that. And any upcoming artists, keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. It may not be working right now, but it be timing for music. Music is timeless. Your song may not be working right now, but it may click next year or it may click 2 years from now. You may be in the same seat one day that I'm sitting in doing an interview with Sharp. You
yeah, man, for sure.
So keep going, man.
Keep grinding.
For sure.
And that's the only way you're going to get in the action.
Hell yeah.
Rico Trap, I appreciate you for sliding through with
appreciate
us, man.
Appreciate you too.
Chopping it up. Hey, my nigga, I'm going to be watching for you, man. Hey, you know, get some more about your journey and come back and come sit down with me, man. We'd
for
love
sure,
to
sure.
hear from you, you hear me?
Hell yeah.
The Sharp Tank. No Jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Hey, Donnie, shoot us out the motherfucking gym.